Today's Thought for the Day is brought to you by Kenneth Johnson.
I wonder if you like animals. In a previous job, I worked with veterinary nurses who are obsessed by animals. In the Bible, we come across lots of different animals, including cows, sheep, wolves, lions, deer, camels, dogs, goats, and donkeys, among many others. In 1 Samuel in the Old Testament, we read about Saul, the future king of Israel, who had been with his servant for a few days, searching unsuccessfully for his father's missing donkeys. Saul said to his servant who was with him, "Come, let's go back and meet my father, in case he cares more about the donkeys and becomes anxious about us." But his servant said to him, "There is a man of God in this city, and he is a man who is held in honor. All that he says comes true. So now let us go there. Perhaps he can tell us which way we should go." Saul was ready to go back home, but his servant was not quite ready to give up. Instead, he suggested they consult with the man of God to ask him to tell them the way they should go. Saul agreed, and soon their search would lead to the encounter with the prophet Samuel, in which Saul would be anointed king of Israel. We might think that the servant would have been the tired one advocating for a return trip home, while the future king would have proposed a visit to the prophet. Yet the opposite was the case. The Bible gives us the impression that this servant was sensitized to God's workings and was beginning to recognize that this search for donkeys was turning into something far more substantial. How wonderful is this? Who was this servant? We don't even know his name, but he was hugely significant in God's unfolding plan. Indeed, all through the Bible, we see God using those who could have been considered insignificant by earthly standard, but whose spiritual insight led to important changes. 2 Kings, for instance, tells us of a little girl who, when the Syrians raided Israel and carried off girls as slaves, was taken to live as a servant in the house of a leprous army commander named Naaman. There she proved instrumental in Naaman's life, suggesting that he visit the prophet of Israel, Elisha. Eventually, this led to his miraculous healing. Hundreds of years later, it was to a young unmarried girl in an unremarkable provincial town that God gave the privilege of bearing his son, Jesus. And it was to the shepherds far from the places of power and influence that he gave the task of being the first humans to broadcast the news that Christ had been born. For servants of the living God, stories like these remind us that it's not our names or our credentials that matter. It's the task to which God calls us, which he folds into his glorious eternal purposes. Do not underestimate how a word of encouragement or an exhortation or witness from us this Christmas time might be used by our Lord in the unfolding of his purposes.